I'd like to introduce you now to Matthew Fedorek and Jordan Walker and Nick Hermick, who are here in studio with us. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
And I'll let you each, you're all from Lincoln Park Performing Arts Charter School.
Yes.
But charter schools draw from a big geographic area, mm-hmm. so I would love it if you could just each talk about yourself and what your home community is. This is the time to do any shout-outs if you want. And if you want to talk or say anything else, feel free. I like having actors here. I know I can just sort of yeah. take a walk and they're yes. going to take it over.
Yeah.
So whoever wants to go first, go ahead.
All right. Hi, everyone. My name is Matthew Fedorek. I'm a junior musical theater major at Lincoln Park. I've been there for 5 years. And I am from Finleyville, Pennsylvania. And a huge shout out to both my parents and my sister for always supporting me and coming to the show last night. It was a great experience.
I didn't realize you did. It was last night opening night?
Yes, it was.
How'd it go?
It went well. It was, of course, a little jittery, a little nerves, but it went really well, and the audience really loved it, so it was
great.
Pretty rewarding.
And the shows are at the Lincoln Arts Performing Arts Center, right?
Yes, right, in Midland.
Yeah, it's just not too far away from Pittsburgh at all.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm.
And who else do we need to meet?
Okay, I'm Jordan Walker. I'm a senior musical theater major, and I'm from Cranberry Township. And shout out to my parents and my brother. My parents have been, you know, driving me around since before I got my license, since I started doing theater, so they're a big part of this.
Yes. Do you have any plans for the fall?
I'm actually going to be in ragtime at Lincoln Park. I'm playing Emma Goldman. So, yeah, and I'm attending the University of Cincinnati for their College Conservatory of Music for my freshman year of college, so I'm definitely going to be working and making money to bring there.
That's great. Congratulations. And then we have one more person with us.
Yes. My name is Nick Hermick, and I am a senior musical theater major at Lincoln Park, and I'm 18 years old. And I want to give a shout out to my parents and my best friend, Amanda, because she's awesome and she's always there for me. And this summer, I'll also be in ragtime, and so will Matt, but he forgot to mention
it. Oh, yes, I'm in ragtime.
Yeah.
That's good to know. That's a great musical. And
yeah.
are you going to college in the fall? Or
I am currently deciding between two schools, which is University of North Carolina School of the Arts for acting and Baldwin Wallace for musical theater.
Both great schools. Do you have your eye on anything yet? You've got a whole year.
Yeah, I'm only a junior, but I've definitely been looking around at schools I'm interested in, and I have a list of like 15 places that I'm planning to apply for, so it's going to be crazy.
I was kind of like that too, mm-hmm. and they weren't all in the same major either, so it was I was a mess trying to think of those things. So Big Fish was a great film. I don't know the musical, but can you sort of, without giving it away, kind of for people that don't know it, sort of walk through the plot, and then maybe you can lead us up to the first song and character. You need to know as you listen, you're going to hear three songs, one from each of our actors, all from the musical. But let's sort of talk about what Big Fish is all about.
I would say Big Fish started as a novel by Daniel Wallace. Well, who is actually here in Midland seeing our show this weekend and talking to people and guests and talking with the cast. So he'll be here all this first weekend, tonight and then tomorrow at 2. And so it started as a novel, which was then adapted into a film. And in the most recent years, it's become a Broadway musical, which was on Broadway for a little over a month or two, I believe. And it's a story of a father and his love for his son and the son's love for the father. And it's a really great story about family and all of life's adventures and finding where you fit in your path and all the bumps and turns that your road may take.
And the father has all these tales, right?
Yes.
I seem to remember, including a big fish tale, you
yes.
know, about catching
yeah.
a fish that's this big. And my memory is the son is kind of in search of whether there's truth to these stories or not. Is that right?
Yeah, so the son definitely struggles to believe who his dad really is and what stories were true and just what shaped him to be the man that he is. And it's kind of a barrier in the relationship because he doesn't understand his dad, and his dad kind of beats around the bush and doesn't really understand the son.
So different than real life.
Yeah.
It sounds very much like real life.
Yeah.
So what do you guys play? Is one of you the son?
Oh, yes. I play Will Bloom. I'm
okay.
The son.
So you play the son. And
yes, and I'm playing Edward Bloom, the father.
The father.
And I'm playing Sandra Bloom. She's the mother and the wife.
Oh, wow. So yeah. We've got the principals here.
The Bloom family.
Who's going to sing first?
I will. I'll be singing Fight the Dragons, and this song comes in Act 2 of the show. I'm singing to young Will, who is played by a very, very talented 7-year-old. And this is me.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's incredible.
Okay, so
me.
You're like, his older self.
He is the younger version of Nick, who is playing Will.
Oh, right. I'm his older self.
I'm getting confused. Okay.
It's all right, yes.
I understand.
So I'm playing Edward talking to young Will, and I'm a traveling salesman. So this is me stopping home for a bit to say hi, and then I'll be leaving again. But I'm telling him that I will fight the dragons for him until he can, which is the song Fight the Dragons.
Okay, here, I hope I got, it's Fedoric, right?
Yes.
So here's Matthew Fedoric, and the musical continues through May 6th. We'll let you know additional details about it coming up.
I've never been a man who lived an office life. I've never been a man behind a desk. I've always been a man who said that staying still was playing dead. The kind who's looking forward to the challenges ahead. People say that's irresponsible. People tell me stay at home. But I'm not made for things like mowing lawns or apron strings. I'm my best when not at rest. So I fight the dragons and I storm the castles and I win a battle or two. Then comes the day it's time I'm packing up and I am bringing all my stories home to you. All I can see is miles ahead with miles to go. All I can feel is wind and sun and sky. Stop for a coffee, make a friend, and pray the day will never end. 'Cause there's one more adventure waiting round another bend. Where I fight the dragons and I storm the castle and I win a battle or two. But then a feeling comes like 50,000 drums all bang and bring my stories home to you. And I wonder as I wander on the road from door to door exactly what you think of where I've been. Do you know I joined the circus, met a mermaid, fought a war? Do you know I think of you through thick and thin? Because even though I'm making deals and bringing people joy, I'm usually only thinking of my boy. Out there on the road, I pray you'll come to me one day and say, let's fight the dragons and then storm the castles till we win what needs to be won. So when I'm old and tired, you'll do the job required. You'll be there telling stories to your son. Then we fight the dragons and then storm the castles, and I do the best that I can. 'Cause everybody knows that's how the story goes, to turn each boy into a bigger man. So I'll fight the dragons till you can. That
was Matthew Fedoric, and You've got a great voice.
Thank you.
And I could really, you brought that alive. I could picture you singing to this young son. Who's next? You're next. So now we have your wife in the show and the mom of that little boy that was just being sung to. And this is Jordan Walker. What song will you be singing?
I'm singing I Don't Need a Roof, and it's in a really emotional part of the show, and there's not really a lot I can say about it without giving it away the end of the show, but she's singing it to Edward, and Sandra's kind of like, she tries to be the peacemaker, and she tries to make Edward and Will understand each other, and that's kind of her character.
So this is the mom that's trying to bring her husband and her son, both of whom she loves very much, together, and probably is sometimes frustrated that they don't always see eye to eye or connect with one another.
Yes.
Okay, here is Jordan Walker.
In your face, I see a lifetime. In this place, I feel at ease. Wallpaper peeling, paint wearing thin. Here's where I end and begin. I don't need a roof to say I'm covered. I don't need a roof to know I'm home. There could be a single shingle dangling overhead. I don't need a roof to make my bed. Close your eyes, I'm still beside you. No goodbyes needed today. Hear what the rain says. Know what it knows. After the rain, something grows. I don't need a roof to say I love you. I don't need a roof to call you mine. I don't need adventure in some faraway frontier. I don't need a roof to feel you near. All I need is you and you forever. All I feel is true and absolute. I don't need a legal deed to help me play my part. I don't need a roof to hold my heart. Stay with me.
That is Jordan Walker. What a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Representing Linkin Park Performing Arts and their production of Big Fish. Now, it opened last night, I'm sure, probably to a packed house, I would imagine, or a nearly packed house. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean you cannot attend the show and get tickets. It's going to run again tonight and also Sunday. And it will do that once again next week, right? Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then a third week as well?
Yes, a third weekend. That's May 4th through 6th. And you can get tickets at www.linkinparkarts.org, and you can also find more information about the show there or calling our box office. And this weekend, there's a student rush, and so if you present your ID at the box office, you can get $10 tickets for
only
any show this weekend.
Only this weekend. Yes. So, quick, print yourself out an ID. Just go to a computer, find an ID from the School of Life or somewhere, and you could attend. I'm sure so much preparation must go into this show. And by the way, are the Sunday shows matinees?
Yes,
at 2 p.m.
2, and then the evening shows?
Fridays and Saturdays are at 7:30, yeah.
Okay, great. I hope, two of you are going away, but you're always welcome here. And as Ragtime gets started, we'd love to have you preview that too. Yeah. This is our last chance to talk. We're going to hear one more song Nick's going to sing for you. But is there anything either of you, there's a way to say that. But is there anything, we need another word, like treether. Is there anything treether of you would like to say before we hear from Nick?
Just totally, if the next two weekends or the rest of this weekend, totally come out to Linkin Park in Midland, Pennsylvania, and come see Big Fish. We have a great cast of 34 people ranging from the age of 7 to adulthood. And we're using the original Broadway costumes and all the original Broadway props from the 2013 production. So you are really going to see a really high caliber show presented.
Yeah,
and if you look at the feedback on Facebook and all of the Linkin Park websites, we've had great comments about the show last night. Great reviews.
And I'm sure one of the reasons is Nick, before you saying anything else.
Totally. So Big Fish is a very true story. And if you're not a fan of big musicals where a lot of things are showy and made up, there are elements of that in Big Fish. But the root of the story is family and emotion. And you're going to feel something.
And what song are you going to sing?
So this song is called Stranger, and Will sings it after he finds out that he's going to be a father.
I don't remember that part of the movie. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Now I do.
Yeah, he has a thousand things flushing through his head, and this whole song is just kind of nerves.
Well, Matthew Fedorick, Jordan Walker, thank you. And also Nick Hermick, thank you for being here. Big Fish opened last night, continues through May 6th at the Linkin Park Performing Arts Center, linkinparkarts.org. Mm-hmm. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Is where you can go for additional tickets. And here is Nick.
Stranger, I'm feeling stranger than I've ever felt before, and so much more different. Like something old has joined with something new, but still feels true. I'm passing through a rite that every parent does. I'm walking on some shared familiar ground. Yet every step I take is not a step that was. And I found I like the sound of stranger. A child I've yet to meet becomes my everything, my song to sing. Father, and suddenly the weight of it is real. What do I feel? I feel connected in a way I've never known. A line from dad to me to newborn son. So from today I'll never make a choice alone. One for all for one. And when he's born, I'll teach him how to use his common sense. He'll listen and he'll learn and he'll excel. I'll tell my son that life is lived in clear and present tense, not only in the stories he can tell. My father told me stories I could never comprehend, and in every tale he claimed to be the hero. I've tried to understand him, but I wonder if I can. Because after almost 30 years, I still don't know the man. I wish I knew the man, but he's a stranger. My father is a stranger, I know very well. A puzzling shell, hopeful. What's on its way may help us both to grow. But I don't know, I don't know when I'll understand what made him wild. I don't know why he has the urge to fly. I wanna face him like a man and not a child. So I'll try, I'll really try. And in time my boy is sure to see brighter days for Dad and me. We can do things better than before. So that strangers we will be. No.
Imagine what he sounds like at night.
That is true. It's super early. Yeah.
Well, plus you had a big opening last night.
Yeah.
Thank you to all three of you and to Wendy Maletti, or Maletta, I'm sorry, who is also here. Sorry, Wendy, from the Lincoln Park Performing Arts Center. Is she what'd she do there? Is she from the center?
Our marketing team.
Oh,
she's in charge of our marketing team.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well,
she
thank
does
you.
So much to help us out.
I hope you all come back. Best of luck to you.
Thank you very
Thanks
much.
For being with us. And again, Big Fish runs clear through until May 6th.
Yes.
And it's LincolnParkArts.org for
yes.
additional information.
Yes.